Now, Rowan, you normally come and help us out anyway with every other week about the what's happening in the art scene here in Melbourne. So maybe we should start with that, shall we? And
yeah, look, it's been actually quite a busy week. Well, it's a bit, very busy week in Melbourne. Like, everywhere you look at the moment, there's a show happening, you know. We don't want to go name every show that's on in the Comedy Festival at the moment because there's over 600 of them. But, you know, Harry Potter's still wowing them up at the Princess.
And I believe ticket sales are astronomical.
Oh, look, you can't get a ticket until later in the year.
Yeah.
So those lucky people who have got tickets now or managed to get one in the lottery that's run every week, hang on to them.
Yeah, hang on to them. Oh, and don't miss it, people. It is absolutely... Did we actually have a conversation about it? Oh, because we've seen it. Poor Neil hasn't seen it.
I did look to see if I can get tickets online, but yes, you're right. I think I'll be waiting until around about June or July.
Yeah.
I think... we can't really talk about the show because we've got to keep the motto, secrets. Keep the secret.
Yep.
So everyone who then goes and sees it just goes, wow. But look, stagecraft is second to none.
Oh, the timing and how switched on everyone, all the actors, all the backstage production. You know, it's just staggering, isn't it?
Oh, and the way the venue becomes part of the action as well. But we're not going to talk about that.
Shut up. But yes, do yourself, even if you're not a huge Harry Potter fan, you'll get, but you have to know something about Harry,
have to know something about it, but you know, the first 30 minutes are actually quite frantic, where it does bring you up to speed a little bit on the backstory. So, because it is set roughly 19 years after the last book or last movie. But what else is happening in Melbourne? Jersey Boys finally finishes its run today.
It was a damn good show again.
Look, it was enjoyable. I think people have, you know, and I sort of, you don't want to compare shows. Like when it played the last time, it gave us names like Bobby Fox, who's now wowing them in Saturday Night Fever in Sydney.
Oh, right. Do you know what? He is one of my favourite people. When I know he's on stage and then he walks out on stage, I don't look anywhere else. He really has that magnetism.
Oh, look, for me, he is probably what you would call... is one of the male triple threats in this country.
Yep.
And besides that, he's such a beautiful soul.
Oh, isn't he?
As well. He's such a wonderful person to actually talk to outside of the stage.
The Ladies in Black, he was in the musical of that. And he was so funny.
He was so
funny in that.
And I think we're lucky to have someone of his nature who actually made Australia home.
Yeah, because he originally came to Australia as a part of Riverdance.
Yes, and then stayed. And originally, like when he first joined Jersey Boys all those years ago, he was a total unknown.
Yes,
but blew them away in in the rehearsal, well, in the audition.
Yep,
and here we are seeing him just about every other show now.
And what's he doing in Sydney?
He's currently doing Saturday Night Fever.
It's a very
different production.
Yep.
It's not like the one we saw here in Melbourne probably about 10 years ago. It's more based on the movie, but it's sort of the PG version of it. So he's sort of, shouldn't say backing singer, because he's not actually part of the action. He sings one of the four that sings the songs in the show.
Because so, like the soundtrack being all the Bee Gees.
Numbers.
Songs.
And of course, the Queen of Pop herself, Marsha Hines, comes out in Act Two and sings a few disco numbers to liven it up. Right. But it's one of these productions where the two leads don't actually sing in this show.
They're actually characters in the show.
Characters.
Okay. I like that.
We may see that down the track, but it's doing an initial season in Sydney, I think, again, before that goes overseas.
Right.
Productions seem to open in Melbourne lately and all go overseas.
Yes.
So
now, West Side Story.
West Side Story is a good one. It's doing a three-week season at Arts Centre Melbourne till 28th of April. That will be heading off overseas before it comes back and plays Sydney, Canberra and Adelaide.
Yep.
So, look, I should clarify that I saw the production on Sydney Harbour. So we've got two productions of West... we've got two productions.
But thank God it rained on you.
Yes, it did.
Night.
It rained on our parade for the first first whole of Act One, and it's nothing like seeing a crowd of tuxedos getting wet. So we're lucky at the moment. We've got two different productions of West Side Story playing in Australia. Unfortunately, the one in Sydney is an outdoor production on the harbour, so that won't tour. But the production we're seeing now with Joey McNeely, which I believe you had on.
Yes,
recently.
On Friday Drive last Friday.
And, yep. Yeah, look, it's been here before, and it's a good showcase.
Well, I think we've all seen
West Side Story.
Or
different
if we
one.
Have, yeah, or the movie, of course, Neil. Have you seen the movie?
I have seen the movie.
Have you
yes.
seen the musical?
I have not seen the musical.
Right, okay.
And the production company did it about 4 years
ago. Yeah, I have seen the production company's version.
Right, there
of
you
it.
Go.
So, look, it's a great showcase because one of the good things is that it's given an opportunity for the new emerging musical theatre talent to sort of step up into the role and perform roles at their age group. Because it was really written for, you know, late teens, early 20s. Though it also highlights deficiencies in their stagecraft. And so, you know...
That's what we have on the show, David, you know.
So, look, the leads do... I think do the best they can, but it highlights that, you know, they're a little wooden, their nervousness can get the better of them, so their singing ability, you know, falls the wayside.
Well, some of those songs are
very hard, and, you know, Bernstein's score is electrifying, and, of course, Orchestra Victoria the other night under Maestro Donald Chan really performed it with gusto, and the tempos, I think, had a lot of urgency in it, and I think that sort of showed in some of the stagecraft as well, that it sort of just got a little head, but the sound of the orchestra was second to none.
Brilliant.
And hearing the score being played live, you know, with 31 musicians was exceptional. So
fantastic.
But yeah, the product, look, it's worth going to see, and to see the next level of Australian musical theatre talent stepping up.
Now, one that sort of came and went but did very well, Matador.
Yeah, look, Matador played just about 4 weeks ago here in Melbourne at the Melbourne Spiegel Tent. Mm. And you sort of, you know, you get these shows that come in and they don't really say much when they put out their media release. Mm. And it wasn't until you actually went and experienced it. It was this high-energy show set around, you know, the Matador, Spain, lots of Spanish dance. But in between was also a lot of circus and acrobat. And it was a terrific production that I think surprised a lot of people. Well, pleased to say that it's now being picked up and is playing the Sydney Opera House in June before plays the Tivoli in Brisbane from July. So it's great to see a show that, you know, started here in Melbourne is now going to be playing elsewhere. Because sometimes, you know, these small shows.
Yep. Yes, I agree. And I reckon there's a strong chance it might come back. What do you reckon?
Look, hopefully it will because, you know, it was sold out before the season even finished here
that's
in Melbourne. So, and that's a good thing for a producer.
Yep.
And that a show... And look, you know, it's sometimes shows at the Spiegel Tent in Collingwood, you know, can get lost because, you know, people do struggle to find where it is.
Well, it's not Google Map.
Yeah.
And the fact is that out the front of it, it's worthwhile just to find it, to see the Keith Haring.
That's right.
Your wall. It's just extraordinary.
So the last time I went past, it was covered up because they were actually doing some maintenance on it. So hopefully the covers are back down.
Right. They only did renovations on it about 3 or 4 years ago,
didn't
they?
Yeah, look, I think, you know, there's some very naughty people around town who like to tag it.
Right.
And
ridiculous.
You know, and a work of that nature, because there's not many Herrings in the public sphere. Yeah. So,
and he travelled the world to leave a legacy. So, okay, moving on, Cabaret Festival, it's just announced.
Yeah, Cabaret Festival, program, they've been releasing over the last few weeks the program because this year it's its 10th anniversary.
Right.
God, where those last 10 years gone. And, of course, the ambassadors this year, they've announced are Sally Bourne and Drew Downing.
Well, right. Who are they?
Well, Sally Bourne, it was one of the original Annies.
Right. Oh,
back
gosh.
In... Yeah, we won't name...
It's a hard luck life.
We won't name. But Sally has done lots of work. She was in Les Mis. In the movie Evita, she was actually Madonna's mistress, I believe.
Oh.
Plays a little small role in that. Well, that was back in the 90s. But look, Sally's been around. She's been in lots of shows. One of the, again, an exponent of musical theatre and cabaret here. And she's a Melbourne girl as well.
And
Drew Downing also, you know, he's done various shows at the Cabaret Festival over the years. Rebel comes to mind. Mm. He's also with the musical director of the Melbourne Gay and Lesbian Chorus.
Ah, right.
So, and he's a teacher, so, you know, he's got his feelers out there everywhere.
Brilliant.
So I think he'll bring a lot to the program this year.
And when's it on?
In June, so 19th to the 30th of June.
And it's very small, independent, the Melbourne Cabaret Festival. Like the Adelaide one is run by the state government, so there's lots of money being thrown at it. This one is very independent, so and it's at Chapel Off Chapel again.
That's right,
this
it's
year.
Off Chapel Off Chapel.
So
most shows only run 2 to 3 nights, so which is a good chance because some of these works are still in their infancy, where other shows, you know, have played in other festivals as well.
But just plan and go and see it, people, because it's a festival that it is wonderful, that's been around for 10 years, and we need to support this.
And David and Neville do a fantastic job.
Oh, my God, they're just and wonderful people as well.
As well. So, look, so that's coming up in June.
Okay, now you're going to hang around today.
I'm going to hang around today, if you'll have me.
Yeah. All right. Well. Thanks, Ron. Now, how can we find out all the arts gossip?
You can go visit Australian Arts Review, www.artsreview.com.au, or you can find us on Facebook too.
Brilliant.
All right, you're here on Joy 94.9, Sunday Arts Magazine.